kickstart your Saturday with JB and Billy. Even though there's no chance Billy's going to be up this early.
You know what time I get up now?
What time?
11.
Oh!
This is the best of the rush hour. Have your say on the AFL Player of the Round. Head to Google and search AFL Vote. Voting's open now.
They got him. Holding the ball. Advantage paid. Mason Wood. Zeeble to finish. 40 out. Well done, Kangaroos.
Yes.
Going very, very nicely are the Kangas, of course, and so is their captain, Jack Zeeble, who got spat forward a bit, Bill.
Yes.
And my understanding was filthied up a touch.
Exactly. That's what I thought, Jim. And then back in the middle.
He said, get me back in the heat.
And guess what? Back to his
four
best.
Of the last five, or whatever it was prior to the weekend. Nice to see you, Zeebs.
Thanks for having me, boys. Nice to be back.
Is that true, that little synopsis there you heard?
No, I was not flat about playing forward.
Look at the face on him.
I was a bit flat when we weren't getting the ball in too much and I was having a few stinkers there. So to be up and around the ball a little bit more now is a nicer place to be.
Mm. And had a nice hard edge about you too. You took it personally. What's happened?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, our footy club, the way we started this year was probably disappointing. Well, it was. And we needed to respond to that. And unfortunately, it sort of took us for us to lose our coach to do that, which is a bit sad. But in saying that, I think change brings a lot of new things. And I think from other footy clubs this year as well, St Kilda today and Carlton and us with the caretaker coaches coming in, have had a really great effect on our footy clubs. And Reece Shaw for us has been absolutely superb. And I could not speak highly enough of him.
We'll talk about him shortly. So Brad Scott, do you keep in contact with Scotty?
I haven't spoken to Scotty for a few weeks, but I'm pretty sure he's really enjoying being a dad again. I think being a senior AFL coach for the last 10 years with his two young fellas at home, he would have probably missed a few things, fair to say. And I think he's been away a little bit with the family and spending some quality time with them and being a stay-at-home dad for a change, which I'm sure he's loving.
And Reece Shaw, tell us about him. Why has he just come in and everything's worked and clicked? What does he have about him?
Well, sure, he's actually just really new to our footy club. So he started last November. He'd been in Sydney for the previous 10 years and obviously learned a lot of stuff up there from that great footy club and brought to our footy club some really, really strong relationships. He was our defensive coach, so he straight away bonded with the defenders and built some really strong relationships with those guys. And the moment he was put into the caretaker role, he extended that to the whole group. And it was amazing to see that he went into overdrive for 3 week period there when he first got the job to catch up with every player for half an hour. And you think about that's 44 players on the list. He's got a young fella at home and obviously his wife and that. So I don't know if he got any sleep in that first month of being a senior AFL coach, but the relationships he's built in that time, and before that, because you had been around and with the defenders, I think that's reflected the way we feel about him and the way we've played as well.
So that half hour, he asked you about yourself, but also your relationship and what's happening at home. Does he find out? Because that's what they say about Alistair Clarkson. He knows the girlfriends, wives really well and things like that.
He does. And I think that's the important stuff about building relationships. Yeah. It's easy at the footy club to talk footy and where are you playing this week? You playing the midfield or forward or what are you going to do? But when you delve that layer deeper, you can get to know them as a person, what your family, where you're from, who you care about, what you do away from footy and all that sort of stuff. And for sure, he actually comes really naturally. And for anyone who knows him would know that he's a bloke's bloke and he loves having a good time. And he's a pretty simple man, but he's very, very good at building those relationships. And I think that's his greatest strength.
So the obvious question is, if rumour turns into reality, he will be the club's next senior coach. How would you feel as the captain about that?
I'd be super pumped, I couldn't speak highly enough of the way he's handled the situation this year. And I can tell he's itching to get the role and probably next year because we don't have enough time this year, but to try a few things out with some game plan stuff that he'd love to introduce. But then again, we'll have to wait and see what the board decide.
So he's smart and clever, gets the game as well as the relationships, but also just to fit in there with all those coaches.
Yeah, absolutely. He's very well-rounded. And I think if you were to do a coach search for an untried coach and you look at his resume, he's won assistant coach of the year 2 years in a row. He's coached his own team up at in the Neefle, in the Sydney Swans reserves. He's learned under John Longmire, who's a premiership coach, and he's played for, I think, 14 or 15 years, over 200 games and won premierships as well as a player. So you stack all that up and it looks pretty good for a young senior AFL coach.
How many of these blokes are there then? Because we didn't know much about David Teague. all of a sudden he looks like he might get them and reshore. So there must be assistant coaches out there that we just don't know.
Oh, absolutely. At all the clubs.
Yeah, at every club.
Who are putting their sort of resumes together, if you like. Right. And I reckon he's going to take over at a pretty good time if he does, because 4 NAB Rising Stars at the Kangaroos, yes. That hasn't happened certainly in my time and therefore not in yours either. So that is a fantastic thing. Luke Davesuniak, who's probably been unlucky not to be nominated, had some really good games, although he comes in and out a bit. So there's a young building list.
There is, and it's been building for a while, to be honest. And I look at a guy like Taron Thomas. We got a pick 8 last year, and pretty funny to hear some rumours that pick 8 was apparently too high for him. But what he's produced so far is he's a bargain at 8, and he's going to be a very good player for us for a very long period of time. And as you said, you know, we've got Jed Anderson in through the midfield, and Jai Simpkin is taking his game to a new level over the last
Cameron
month.
Cameron Zerha.
The ball.
Now, tell us about Zerha. Who would be in the roll call first? Zeeble or Zerha?
Yes.
Yeah, you would.
For the first time in my life.
Yeah, exactly.
There's not too many Zeds getting around, so I'm very happy to welcome him to the club. The way he plays as well is awesome, and I think his favourite quote getting around at the moment is us, whether Jim can probably attest to this or not, us WA boys hit hard.
Oh, come on, Zoom.
You
what
wouldn't
the
hell
is it? Well, he and I are in that category, but there are a few others. Liam Anthony, there's a few others that fall away.
Jimmy boy, time now to connect with the great people out there, the Rush Hour family, Jim. And this happened 50 years ago, my friend.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
A sham, Jim, an absolute sham.
What?
Was filmed in a production studio in Los Angeles.
You are a joke.
I'll tell you why, Jim. A very sad and troubled times for America it was at that stage back in 1969 and for the government. The Vietnam War was happening, Watergate, so people didn't trust the American government, Jim.
Bill.
The government needed a goodwill story, something to lift the spirits of the people and the government, hence 133353.
What's your... Oh, you're going this phone style.
A moon landing. I just had to say hence and that. Moon landing, and we will beat the Russians to the moon. Well, great news for America.
So what's your question?
So I'm saying it didn't happen. It's a sham. What? Old Buzz and Neil were living it up in LA.
Bill.
Yes?
Beyond Buzz and Neil,
there
were another 10 people who walked on the moon. So there were actually 12.
Well, hang on. There's no. I'll give you some points. There's no stars in the photos taken. Have you seen the moon landing? So-called moon landing.
Oh,
there's
so
no stars in the background. Fake photos, Jim. They didn't have the technology at the time to actually do it. They just wanted to beat the Russians.
Harrison Schmitt.
And best of all, Jim.
John Watts Young. He walked on the moon.
John, my
James
old mate.
James Irwin.
My old mate John told me they did that in 1969, allegedly. They've never been back since.
David Randolph. Scott, I'm just giving you the people that have been there.
No, they haven't.
They all walked on the moon after
those happened
blokes.
In 69. They've Edgar never D. been Mitchell. Back. They've never been back, Jim.
Bill.
So it's a sham. It's a hoax.
Alan Shepard.
Hence. 133353.
Yes, please.
What big event are you convinced never happened?
So you're saying, even though I've just told you 12 blokes have actually walked on the moon, you're saying no one has ever?
Never. Well, Buzz and Neil didn't. That was all a hoax. So I don't know from another country, but certainly not America.
Right. So the question you're asking, it doesn't. We've covered the moon landing, even though I think you're totally wrong. But we've covered the moon landing. What you're saying is ring us with a massive event that you're actually convinced never happened.
Like 1989. Never happened.
Vicky in Glenroy. Hello, Vic.
Hey, Vic.
Hey, Lars. How you going?
What never happened?
Area 51.
Ah.
What is Area 51?
Well, it never happened, Billy. So, you know, that's... No one knows. It's not there. It is there. And in my opinion, I think that if it really was there, it could have gone two ways.
What?
The American government would have cashed in on it like no tomorrow, like they did with McDonald's. Donald Trump would have built a wall around it by now. So,
Area 51 is
the alien
a common
landing.
Name of a highly classified United States Air Force facility, Jim, where they hid the aliens and things.
That's
I think
it, Bill. All right. Well, stay there, Vic. Ryan, Ringwood East. Hello, Rhino.
G'day, boys. How are we going?
Good, Ryan.
Now, in 96, Tupac Shakur apparently got shot, and I don't believe a word of it.
So you think it's like Elvis?
I think he's still alive, yeah.
Wow. Why would he frame then his own death?
Well, because of the West Coast, East Coast rap rivals.
Right.
Biggie Smalls got shot.
He did.
Jeez, who's Tupac?
And there was a massive public funeral and all the rest of it.
Yes.
But there was nothing on Tupac for some reason. Right. So it's all sketchy to me.
Okay, he's still wandering around.
He was an American rapper, Jim.
No, I know who Tupac Shakur is.
Well, look, some people out there going, who's Tupac? No, Tupac?
You're the only one who's saying that. No. Ari, stay there, Ryan. Ari in Geelong, Bill.
Hello, Geelong, Ari.
Boys, how are you?
Good. What have you got for us?
Bro, I'm telling you, this Bin Laden death capturing is all fake.
Oh, hello.
Wow.
Hey, remember when they said they allegedly captured Bin Laden in Pakistan and killed him? Where's the proof? No photos, no grave, no hanging, no nothing.
Well, did you see that when they went in with the chopper and the chopper actually crashed into the front yard and then they went in and went bang, bang?
Yeah, but where's the proof? They reckon they dumped the body in the ocean. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Ooh, hurry something about. Chris is out there.
Walmart.
Yeah. 1994 qualifying final. Goal after the siren.
What happened there, Chris?
Oh, Billy thinks he kicked the goal after the siren.
Never happened.
No one that was there. No one actually was there.
Well, let's have a listen, Chris.
Oh, no.
No.
That's so blurry now because Bill's played it that often.
The tape's destroyed.
He's wiped the tape.
Sandy Roberts
fabricated.
Was
fabricated.
I'm with you, Chris.
65 metres out.
I'm with you, Chris. Andrew, stay there, mate. Andrew Roville. Hello, Andrew.
Yeah, go, boys. Right. I think I've got them all covered.
Yep.
The whole world was watching. England never won the World Cup.
Yes, I like that.
That is good.
I like that. See, Stoker came out today and said that he offered to hand the runs back.
I did.
Come on, Stoker.
No,
give us a spell. Stay there, Andrew.
Very
I like
good,
that.
Andrew.
Gene in Roville, Bill.
Genie got ma.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Oh, good.
What song were you singing?
Genie's got a gun.
Oh, that's actually that's Janie. That's a whole
different. Well, I like Janie to change it up a bit, and I thought Janie was a girl, and old Janie's a boy.
Gene. All right, mate. What is it?
What happened to you, Gene?
Monster.
The Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, that is real. Oh.
That is real.
It is.
It's not real, Bill.
I know, Bill. Where it is.
Oh, no. Bill's pointing to his 8-day clock at the minute to Gene. He reckons it's alive and well.
Have you got it ready? Breaking news, because it's going to happen right now.
I actually do have it ready.
Breaking news. With Billy Brownless.
Every time you try and be serious,
Jim,
it doesn't work.
Exclusive.
Right.
Huge news.
What is it?
Well, I told you first, Jim. Now, I went with this very early and I told you first. There is an issue with the hardness of the ground at Optus Stadium in Perth.
Adam Simpson, I think.
No, Jim, I went with it first.
Okay.
A lot of injuries with Nick Nat, Tom Barras, you can go, Mitch Wallace. There's been a heap of them, Jim.
Mitch Wallace.
He's got Cinder Spicer-Nosis.
Yeah, but he played there. Dogs have played there once.
Yeah, I know.
And he wasn't in the team.
He's still got a bad ankle, Jim. But there's an issue with the hardness of the ground at Optus Stadium.
Right.
And I also told you there is a car park underneath.
No, there isn't.
This Jim. There's a car park underneath the stadium.
Right.
So, I've got a source.
Oh,
A source on the line, and I'm going to call him John, and he's from the west.
What, Werribee or?
Jim, Western Australia, you flog. John.
Yeah.
That's John. John, is this true that there is a car park underneath Optus Stadium in Perth?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim! There you go, Jim! The Jim! Told you so, Jim! John, my source, who is from Western Australia, has just told us something that no one ever knew, and I knew, Jim. John told us that there is a car park underneath. Jim.
John, have you ever been to Optus Stadium?
Are you there?
No.
John!
Have you ever been to Western Australia?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, get him off! Ramsey, close him down! Close him down, Ramsey! Buddy Johnny told me he's from WA, Jim, and he lives in Perth. John, you cocksmack! He is a fair dinkum cocksmack. Get him off. Close him down no more. Oh, no.
What about the biggest exclusive story of the year?
Domo's hung around to hear it.
Is John alive?
Domo's driven his big thunder truck into a Stoby Bowl. Bill.
John,
what sort of exclusive was that?
Well, he rang me last night and I said, I'll get you on tomorrow. Oh, he told me there's a car park underneath.
Is that what he told
me? He told me he's been there. He knows he's from Perth. See, I try and break things.
Go to
a song or an ad. I'm not happy. No jokes, no nothing. John, fair dinkum.
What about that for a break?
Vote one for Jim's traffic party.
I get my own sting.
Well, I know. Popular this, Jim.
Because it's very popular.
Very popular indeed.
Some alarming new trends that will be eliminated when you sweep me into office.
Right, oh what?
If you're turning left, move your car over to the left before you turn. So people who are following you, Bill, can keep driving straight.
Not the big U-type left-hand turn.
Half-wits that indicate to turn left but stay on the right side of the road, never tolerated, traffic party.
Yep.
There's the first one.
Righto. God, I don't mind that.
Peak hour.
Ooh.
And this one really works me over, and I'm sure others. Peak hour and horrifically selfish drivers who can't decide which lane's going to be quicker, so they drive in the middle.
Yeah, I do that.
Bill. 200 metres are driving in the middle to try and work out if the left lane's going to be faster than the right lane. What about the people behind you, dingbat?
Well, we don't think about that.
That's because you're a selfish asshole.
Oh.
They're going to be banished.
Oh, thank you. All right.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you. They're there on their way out. And the third one?
Yes.
People who drive with earphones on.
Oh.
Literally have no idea what they're doing or what's going on around them. How many times do you see a Nimrod take forever to go when it's green?
Yeah.
Like it's almost like their car's stalled.
Or looking at their phone.
So anyway, you catch up with them and you see those stupid white pin earphones.
Oh, the little ones.
Sticking out of their ears.
AirPods.
Immediate AirPods. Loss of license under the traffic party if you're caught doing that.
Actually, are you allowed to have them on?
Don't know.
Don't know. I reckon that you wouldn't be allowed to, Jim.
Don't know, but there's three I'm adding.
Turning left, peak hour, drive with those stupid little
earphones on.
What are they called? AirPods.
Yep. And Bill. Speaking of the number one platform, of course,
yes,
which is your real selfish a-hole
who hangs
in the right lane and won't move even though cars want to go faster.
I had one of those going back to Geelong.
Oh, the other day I went to GMHBA to watch that game Saints-Geelong on the weekend. This P-plater, because there were two trucks and then the P-plater in the right lane.
Well, the trucks aren't allowed in the right lane.
Yep. So the trucks were doing the right thing. Yes. But the P-plater in the right lane, Bill, stayed on about 98 for about 2Ks with four cars behind him, trying to flash their lights to tell him to get out of the way and launch. Eventually, the car behind the P-plater went out onto the hard shoulder.
Went
past him on the right. On the hard shoulder.
We don't...
That's how angry cats got on the road with this toolhead.
Nimrod. Yeah.
So anyway, that's the number one. We already know.
Yeah, we know that is. You're right.
Some three newies.
Oh, nice.
That have been
when are you
going
to launch?
I'm already in, basically.
Well, you will be.
I'm a
standing member of parliament.
State election next one.
When's that?
2022.
And don't worry. If any camera crews want to doorstop me the way they did you, I'll have all the answers.
You'll have the answers.
I won't have to ask for Cove.
Well, guess who will be behind you, Jim?
Who?
Me.
Oh.
I'll be with you. Right behind you.
Chief Advisor Brownless.
Because I've had experience in this game.
That's it. Bill, we had a break.
We did.
We had a couple of weeks
off.
It was very, very nice. And you'd think after a break you'd come back and be fresh.
I was. I went away.
And sort of mistake free.
Exactly. I think I have been.
No.
Yes.
Because Matty's been in the booth.
Matty, I'm sick of him.
Well, he could have put an idiot file together, like a full sort of 6 or 7 minutes.
There's not one, Jim.
But he's decided to go down the song path instead, and these are absolutely brilliant.
A 1 minute song or something, it'd be.
Well, let's have a listen, because I think the family will enjoy it. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. G'day, listeners. G'day to you, Raps.
Coin has been tossed, Bill.
Raps. It has indeed. Well done there. I missed it.
Okay. Bill's all over.
Well,
here today.
Jim, we don't go there to watch the cost of the toin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So fell into the combine harvester, Jim. I hate you,
ring through now on
1-3-1-3-1-1.
Hands, Jim. 1-3-5-3-5.
Oh, no.
Hence, 1-3-3-5-2.
Oh, Bill!
We got a winner. G'day, Linz. Unprecedented. I'll tell you what you're doing, Jimin.
Bill, now, Jim. What happened?
It's been more than 10 years.
Jim, can what I happened? Just say, Jimin? This week I've been very good.
No, yeah.
The coin toss was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, well, that was when we were on holiday.
The 1-3-3-5-2 last year.
No, it wouldn't have been.
And the wiener-wiener-whiz or whatever it was, was Bill, last week. So
all of that stuff is last week. When we were on holiday.
2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks. Yes. We're still on holiday.
Yeah, well, 3 weeks ago. But Matty cannot. I knew we couldn't find anything this week because I've been outstanding.
No, you haven't.
Best on ground.
No, you haven't.
I'm actually carrying you.
Not at all.
Because you come
well,
in.
Well, I better say I couldn't carry you.
Oh,
it's
lovers
not
balls.
Possible.
You've done the knackers up there in Broome, so I've had to carry you this week.
That was the best of the Rush Hour. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.